I went to Miami Senior High. It's a very pretty school. The oldest school in the Eastern Hemisphere of the United States. It's a very old school, a lot of history. Most of us are really bilingual because the majority of Hispanic kids in Miami, I'd say, learned all their English in school and they learned all their Spanish at home. So, for example, when people tell me I'm bilingual, I don't really see it that way because I really can't remember when I learned one or the other language. I've kind of just always known both. So I can't really differentiate, but I know that my mother, when I was a kid, would not allow us to talk any English in the house because she figured that we were going to learn it outside, which she was correct. We're growing up in Little Havana, Coral Gables, Hialeah, the neighborhoods here in Miami. I would say it's one of the only places in the country that you can get away with not knowing any English because statistically it might not say it, but I believe that in Miami, their first language is Spanish, in Miami. So you can get away with not knowing any English and be okay in this city. Outside of Miami, it becomes very difficult. Nicaragua is a very poor country, and unfortunately, a lot of the educated people in Nicaragua are trying to just go with the regime so that they can make a decent living. Because if you go against the regime, then it's going to become very difficult for you to be successful over there. So it's kind of one of those things. If you can't beat them, join them. Even if you think differently, you got to kind of go the way they're going, you know. But if you're from Miami, you know, I mean, I consider myself more American than I do Nicaraguan. You know, I always say that I'm Nicaraguan because I am. But at the end of the day, I've been here 27 years. And, you know, I have to, you know, this is my country. And my girlfriend, you know, she comes from Cuban parents. Her parents are also exiles. Miami is a city of exiles. You know, everybody's here in Miami because of one reason. Either they're leaving their country because of poverty, or they're leaving their country because of communism, or they're leaving their country because of crooked governments, you know. The Haitians are here because their country is, the government steals the money. The Nicaraguans are here because of communists back in the 70s. The Cubans are here because of the communism in the late 50s, early 60s. You know, you have a lot of Venezuelans here now because of the communism with Chavez. You know, I mean, if it's not one country, it's the other country. So we call it, you know, this is the short word that we use is refs, you know, R-E-F-F apostrophe S. But that's what we call each other, you know, and it just means that we're refugees. You know, that's just a short word for here, you know. But, you know, we always want, I personally always wonder, you know, what would have happened, you know, if it wasn't for this crooked government. You know, my life would have been in Nicaragua, you know, would have had a completely different life. You know, God didn't want it that way, so I'm here.
No.
Yeah.